AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A mission from the White House that had held up military aid to Ukraine to pressure the president of Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden's son and what Democrats might have done in the 2016 campaign. Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney.
I have news for everybody. Get over it. There's going to be political influence in foreign policy.
Mulvaney adds Trump did nothing wrong in linking the aid to Ukraine's investigation, and there was no quid pro quo. Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, sees the revelation in a different light.
The idea that vital military assistance would be withheld for such a patently political reason, for the reason of serving the president's reelection campaign, is a phenomenal breach of the president's duty to defend our national security.
The White House says next June's G7 summit will be held at one of President Trump's resorts. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
The administration says advance teams checked out a dozen places around the U.S. and settled on Trump National Doral outside Miami.
Far and away the best physical facility for this meeting.
The announcement comes even as the president continues accusing the Biden family of profiting from public office. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says that's not the case here.
There's no issue here on him profiting from this in any way, shape, or form.
Government ethics watchdogs had criticized the mere idea of having one of the president's resorts host the summit. Today, the group Public Citizen says the president no longer sees fit even to pretend that he's constrained by the laws or the Constitution. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Energy Secretary Rick Perry leaving the post at the end of the year. President Trump says he and the former governor of Texas have been talking for the past 6 months or so about his leaving. This is AP Radio News. A prominent Detroit pastor has this about the late Congressman Elijah Cummings.
He was a great American hero, but more importantly, he loved Black America.
Cummings died today in Baltimore. He was 68. The Reverend Charles Williams II says after he met Cummings, he was more than impressed.
He was like a brother. He was like a friend. He was like a pastor. He was like the uncle. He was like Pop. He was very genuine.
President Trump ordered flags at the White House, military bases, and other federal buildings to be flown at half staff through tomorrow in honor of Cummings. He also tweeted his condolences to the family and many friends of Congressman Elijah Cummings, saying, "I got to see firsthand the strength, passion, and wisdom of this highly respected political leader." As chairman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, Cummings led the investigations of President Trump's government dealings. That committee is also involved in the impeachment inquiry. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.